Todd and Tamara here at Paradigm Shift. We thank you so much for joining us again today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, praise, and worship, and everything in ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Atakodosh Veshim Chakadosh, Uktoshim Bechoyom, Ha Haleluka, Selah, Barukataya Uach El Hakadosh. You are holy, and your name is holy. And every day, holy ones will praise you.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, Yahuwah, the holy El. And what we're trying to do is return to actually see restoration to his holiness instead of just following after whatever somebody puts in front of our faces and tells us is fact. That's what we're doing at Paradigm Shift all the time. And for those of you who are regular listeners, that's a big reason why you keep tuning in, is because you're trying to do the same thing. And for those of you who are new listeners, well, we've got archives of all kinds of information that we've gone through. And what we're going to continue on today is the Blood Red Moon Delusion, because we have set a foundation to show you the wolves in sheep's clothing, that there are two types of Jews. There's good Jews and bad Jews, and the bad Jews are Jews in name only. They call them Genos. And we have been reading to you from history and articles and all kinds of information to try to show you the foundation from where we get our understanding. And to let you, we've also put it together in papers. If you want any of the papers, you can contact us. PetRanch@dishmail.net or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net. We'll happily get you calendar papers, Red Moon papers, Rabbi Anselman's papers, Judge Dale's papers. You can get sign up for our newsletter, which links to many of the articles that we use to put our information together and to keep a tab on what's going on in the world, so we can watch as the bigger picture is unfolding. And so today we're going to be continuing on. But before we did that, we wanted to just kind of do a rundown of some of the articles we've read just for the Blood Red Moon Delusions.
Which we've read articles from Barry Kamish. Barry Kamish, wrote an article on Rabbi Antelman's work. It was Rabbi Antelman is Back. You can request that paper if you'd like, and we obviously highly suggest that you read his two books. That he's a rabbi that was a Supreme Court justice on the Jewish Supreme Court Council. He was a part of excommunicating the Jew in name only, Henry Kissinger, who is a Satanist, along with the Pope and the Queen of England. That's the cabal at the top, and then they clothe themselves in the sheep's clothing, calling themselves Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. The next article that we went over was by Henry Macau. He has a PhD. It was called The Satanic Cult That Rules the World, which goes into more of the same. He's another witness of the Jews in name only, the way they occult themselves, because they have to fulfill the prophecies that were handed down to us by our forefathers from the King James Bible. And the King James Bible was written by the family of the House of Windsor that's sitting in that castle today while they're doing their satanic Osiris, Isis, Horus, with little baby George and Prince William and Kate down in Australia. And there's lots to that. And I just wrote up a 19-page paper on that. We're probably not going to do any show on that. But if you request that, we'll have it attached as a part of this Blood Red Moon series. And you can see in the relation of how they're doing their occult ceremonies and how it's affecting even this Ukrainian situation that's going on in this world today, and the economic situation and the military situation all over the world with the United States.
It's all related. And there's sorcery going on.
There are three in that paper. We go into the Book of Revelation, and it talks about the city will be divided like Babylon, and there are three main powers that city's been divided into, and they are the three city-states that they rule the world from. And these city-states have nothing to do with the laws of the land, and they make up new corporate headquarters and ideas in order to put lay over a new set of laws, and that's where we're getting into Judge Dale's paper from a retired federal judge from his own mouth of how they have corporatized America, and that America is actually underneath their corporate charter that was established in France. So
do you want to say what the three city states are?
Yes. Oh, yes. The three city states. The head of it is the economic power, and that is in London. The city of London within the city of London. That's the dragon. And in scripture, it talks about there are three beasts.
Unclean spirits.
Three unclean spirits that come out of the dragon. One comes out of the dragon's mouth, and that is represented by the House of Windsor and the controlling the economic powers on this planet through like the bloodlines of the Rothschilds and all the rest of European royalty. And then also, then you've got the military branch of this empire. Which is called the Beast in the book, and that's another unclean spirit that comes out of its mouth, and it's the military order, and that's America. And then the third leg on this empire, or this stool, third city-state, is the Vatican. And that's the religious aspect
the
of
prophet.
It. The prophet. The false prophet, where that unclean spirit comes out. And what's the unclean spirits that come out of their mouth? It says that they're demons. They're devils. It's the works of the devil. It's their ideas. It's the NWO. They're all working very hard in order to assemble ten sending kings about the earth, as it says in Revelation 16, to gather them all unto one king under 10 economic nation state that they are reorganizing the globe into today.
And under a one world religion, where all you will not be allowed to say the name, you will not be allowed to keep Shabbats, you will not be allowed to believe in the Messiah. All of that you will be hunted. Scripture's very clear for any of those who have the faith of Yahshua and also hold on to the witness, the testimony.
And the funny thing is that because Abba tells us they turn everything, he says that he turns everything they do upside down, all those that hate them, their hearts are completely blinded, their eyes and their ears, so they see everything absolutely opposite. That's why they come up with a satanic one world order religion of do as thou wilt. And that's going to be more than likely, it's going to come into the Noahide laws that's even pressed by, talked about by Rabbi Ampleman. You know, the layers of deceit go much deeper than just our particular issues that he has us on. That's why we look at the whole perspective all the time, from the heavens down to the earth, and using the Torah, the Bible, the Brit Kadoshah, how Yeshua walked it out, and gauging our heart matters, ruling our heart matters with the Torah. Because we got kicked out of the land for two reasons. We got kicked out, one, for not tending to our heart matters, and we started doing all sort of sexual debauchery and all this kind of stuff. And the other reason was we got kicked out because we did not let the land rest of its Sabbath. Why? Because we took on other Sabbaths and other ways and took on calendars instead of times and seasons. And we took on calendars because we were forced to do so. Well, on the Judaic side, on the southern tribes of Israel that sit there today, the calendar they have that's Hillel 2 was forced by blood, torture, and all the rest, just like the Gregorian calendar was on the people. The Gregorian calendar over the northern 10 tribes of Israel, mostly the Western world, and that's over the entire world. It is predicated on the power that comes out of New Jerusalem, London, where their prime meridian goes through. That establishes time and space, which establishes all marketing and economics and exchange between people on this planet. So,
okay, so then the next article that we went over, and we're still continuing on this one, the Rothschild Sabbatean Zionist State of Israel that's preparing the future home for the returning 10 tribes of the House of Israel. And this came from TheBibleResearchers.com. And it's been a lengthy article, and we're getting to the end of it. We hope to finish that today. And then in between all of that, we read several articles regarding the blood moons, a special message to America, the blood moons in Joel 2:31, proving that it's not something biblical going on here, that the Joel is a very specific event, and this whole blood
moon
idea
darkened,
is not. Yeah.
The sun is darkened at the same time that the moon turns blood red.
Yes.
So it's more than likely not from the light of the sun that the reason why the moon turns blood red. This blood red moon stuff that's going on is on their calculated calendars. They were able to do it from Babylon, so they were able to set up the calendars for these events to happen. So they see these events happening, and then they cause an event on this earth like the reformation of Israel in 1948, or the Jews being expelled from Spain in 1492, or the 1967 war in Israel.
Because they want to fulfill the King James Bible.
They have to fulfill it, and they're going to give awe-inspiring wonders and works, and I guarantee you, the scripture says most of the world will be deceived.
Yeah.
And by this scientific movie that you're going to see, because you don't know that technology they have and they are using over this earth, you are going to think it's angels coming directly down from God and battling for the Jews that are sitting there, the Zionists, the Satanists that call themselves Jews that run that nation of Israel today, all of Europe, the West, the United States, and Australia, South America, China, all of it. They're all together doing it together. That's why they're shipping weapons to the Russians and rearming them and giving all of our weapons, the United States weapons, to the Chinese. They're preparing for a calling of the peoples of each of the nations. They have made their agreements. At the very top, they've got a separate set of books from the world, books of collapse, you know, of these trillions that have been expressed that we all owe as a people. They've got their separate deals set aside where they're shipping the gold around all one another, all into their vaults, getting all reorganized, getting their underground bunkers ready for the calling of the people on the planet.
That's right. So I think I'm going to go ahead and just start reading this article so we can hopefully fit it in today. So with the financing from the Rothschilds, they were promised wealth, power, control in exchange for the promotion of the Rothschild financial interests and the Illuminati's agenda. This was a mutual relationship that benefited both parties. It would be in the year of 1922 that J.P. Morgan and John D. Rockefeller created the Council of Foreign Relations. It became a front for the Sabbatean Illuminati under the control of the Rothschild dynasty. The purpose of this organization, according to Camiche, was to overthrow the government of the United States and make it into a country controlled by a global, unified order that was controlled by the now almost 350-year-old consortium of the Rothschilds Global Financial Empire.
And this all
and
was
Weishaupt's
born...
Jesuit Illuminati and the Frankist Sabbateans.
Weishaupt's Illuminati and the Frankist Sabbateans. And this that's what Rabbi Antelman hit so much in his two books, To Eliminate the Opiate. Get those and read them, Mishpacha. Because that it all started in the early 1700s, and we were listening to another brother from down under in Australia, and he was talking about his new book, Totalitarian, on True News with Rick Wiles this past week. Now, and what he is putting out the same information that we're putting out there, and the world is corrupted because of the corruption in our hearts, because we went into lawlessness. We don't know how to tend to the matters of the heart.
And it's important to know that he's doing that, because mm-hmm. that bears witness. If you're looking for more witnesses, if you think that Paradigm Shift sounds like they're off their rock, and they've got to be crazy for what they're saying. There are other witnesses that are saying the same things, because all it takes is historical research. And most people are so caught up in their Jewish ideas
the
and their Christian
hearts.
Ideas that they won't do historical research. And then they want to argue with history and just say that it's an undeniable fact that the Jewish calendar is Yah's calendar. And it's not an undeniable fact. It's absolutely not the truth. Yah's calendar and the Jewish calendar are two separate calendars.
Not when you...
It's provable if you will stop being so afraid to shift your paradigm and do your homework so that you're not deluded.
And you're not going to be stopped being so afraid until you get the matters of your heart under control. Because the reason why we huddle to like lemmings, like Tamara said on the last show, the feet of lemmings running to the next new thing that comes out, is because you need other people to tell you what to do. You do not take responsibility for yourself and your relationship with your Abba through Yeshua HaMashiach. And the only way you can do that is understanding why you do the things you do, what things come up in your heart, what things you keep hidden, you keep secret from other people about yourself. And then that what that does is it literally blinds your mind. You don't even know it. And you go into anything that comes along, waving around in the wind like a reed in the wind.
Convincing yourself that you're okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So to go on. John Pierpont Morgan. During these same years, the Sabbateans were also trying to overthrow Judaism, and by overthrowing their Torah and the God in which they served, to pacify and transform all covenant-keeping Jews into anti-Torah Sabbatean Jews. That was our goal, to corrupt the Jews. They sought to corrupt Judaism.
Christians, Catholics.
Soon out of Germany came the Reform Judaism movement. Later, through Germany and Britain, came the Conservative Judaism movement. The goal was to dilute Judaism, and the spiritual power of the Orthodox Jew would be transformed by the spiritual elements foreign to ancient Judaism.
That's
the
right.
Problem existed that Orthodox Jews did not cooperate. They did not rebel, neither did they revolt. They just did not choose to sin against Hashem, their own God. With the defeat of the conspiracy that by twisting the Jewish religion into a religion that would negate their love for the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it only emboldened the Orthodox Jew to yearn more for his home in the promised land in Israel. So a new plan was devised called Zionism. Zionism, according to Camiche, was founded by the Sabbateans with the international assistance of the British Freemasons to take over the land of Israel and convert it into a Sabbatean state. As Camiche confesses, Israel was conceived in utter sin.
That's right. So going back to Rabbi Antelman's testimony in his books, I was just reading this morning about, which confirms what this man from Australia said from about his book in Totalitaria, which we're going to get that book, guys, and you should get it and read it, is that in that 1700 period when all this stuff was going on in France, Poland, Ukraine, the Black Sea region, Crimea, where all this stuff's going on, Crimea, no wonder you've got Satanists, just confusion going on there. They said that at that time they all got a vision from their spirit guides, and they decided to come together as a cabal because the end of the world was coming. And their whole decision is to cull the people in order to protect themselves and to destroy all religions in order to get there. Something else that they were told is they had to reinstitute Buddhism on the earth. And at the time, Buddhism was almost completely out of existence. And now, and it rolls forward to the 1950s and 60s with the Tavistock, Sabbatean, Satanist invasion. It's just a Satanist invasion of the United States with the Beatles and all the rock music and all the culture that we have been given today. They brought in what? They brought in the mysteries of the East, and they're still doing it. And they first started also doing the Raiders of the Lost Ark type of stuff during that late 1700 period to prove that the Bible is incorrect, and they could mix it with Darwinism
so that they can hide all the true archaeology.
It's not just
they're hiding the true archaeology so that you don't know what's really going on. Archaeology, the true archaeology, proves the Bible correct, and they've hidden it from you.
Proves the exact
opposite. The newspapers from way back when you look in the archives, you'll see it proves the scriptures are true.
And to add a couple more things, I know we're going on here. You got Rabbi Antelman also, and excuse you for using this word, but the word Niger, and if you pronounce it the way that the N word is pronounced, where it offends everybody.
The black people, yeah.
The black people. It originally came from this time period also, and they called the Orthodox Jews that name if they did not relinquish their love of the Torah and their obedience to it and go into Satanism and flip it totally upside down, sacrificing babies and murder and
okay,
do whatever you
right,
want
right,
to get
what
to heaven.
You're saying right there, you have to hear this next part.
Wait, one more thing.
No, it goes to what you just said.
Okay, go ahead.
The Jewish people were given a Holocaust. By their Sabbatean and Illuminati masters, because that's what it took to force them to go to the land of Israel. In spite of the concentration camps and the ovens at Dachau, this Jewish people still kept being moral. This was a concept that was hard for religious Jews and Western secularists to understand, how not to bargain their core beliefs with the devil. It was also hard for them to differentiate between the Sabbatean Jew and the authentic Orthodox covenanted Jew, and realize that the authentic Jewish believers in God are not their enemy, and neither were they the killers of the Jewish Messiah Yahshua, known to Christians as Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they promote that story out there too.
Uh-huh. Two different sets of Jews, guys.
Sure,
you
got to
get that understanding.
Hallelujah. And also there's different sets of Islamists. There's different sets of Christians.
Yes, the wolves in sheep's
clothing. At every top of every organization. Then one other thing I want to throw in here. You may or may not have heard of this, but the Islamists, the Arabs in and around the land today, they believe that the Jews coming around on Passover eat babies and drink their blood. Now, where did that come from once again? Ding, 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 ding. You got it. It comes from this time period that Rabbi Antelman's writing about and this totalitarian
man. The invasion
of the
Sabbatean Jews.
That's right. The Satanist.
Yep.
The Satanist.
So the same battles that were waged by the Sadducees of the temple high priest family of Ananias and the Pharisees of Shammai against the covenanted Jews during the days when Yahshua was living in Galilee and Judea are being waged today. The virtual reality battle of the Oslo Accord, trying to give up tangible assets of the land in the nation of Israel to the Palestinians, was a mere promise of peace. Is a war between the good and decent vast majority of Israel and these Sabbateans that are ruling. So the labor Zionist movement went from it's from the 1880 to 1917, and Einstein said, "What makes me happiest is a Jewish state in Palestine." So here's a letter that was written to Paul Ehrenfest that was dated March 22, 1919. And it was actually published in Physics Today of April 2005, translated. It says, "I'm very disillusioned with politics right now. Those countries, the Allied powers, whose victory I thought during the war would be the far of the lesser evil, now show themselves to be only slightly lesser evil. On top of that, there's the thoroughly dishonorable domestic politics. The reactionaries with all their shameful deeds and repulsive revolutionary disguise. One doesn't know where to look to take pleasure in human striving. What makes me happiest is the prospective realization of a Jewish state in Palestine. It seems to me that our brethren really are nicer, at least less brutal, than these awful Europeans. Maybe it can only get better if the Chinese alone survive. They lump all Europeans together as bandits. If it was hard to take the morality away, that was end of quote. If it was hard to take the morality away from a Jew and get him to blaspheme his own God, it was also hard to get the Orthodox Jews to move to Israel. They could not see any purpose for doing so. Their God had taken the land away from them because they believed of their sins in defiance of their temple and political leaders. They expected to wait until the Messiah returned to tell them to return.
Well, also, Scripture specifically states, like we read to you before, that it's only going to be Abba that brings the 12 tribes back to the land. And it'll be the first portion of those is the southern kingdom of Yehuda. And the second portion is the 10 tribes of Israel. And Scripture says we will quit being jealous of one another and quit vexing one another, the two sides, and we will join together as one, and Jacob's arm will be re-strengthened after the time of Jacob's trouble, and will dominate the earth again and destroy the enemy underneath Torah, our righteous king, Yahushua HaMashiach, ruling over the earth.
The Jewish Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto. To change the equation, the Sabbateans, after the 1880s, began to make life miserable for the average Orthodox Jew. First, there came the European pogroms of the 1880s, with the special assistance of the Roman Catholic Jesuits, many of which were Sabbatean Jews. The Jesuits provided the militaristic communities and cells called Cossacks. And the Sabbateans provided the communists with Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin. Life in Russia became a living hell, and this time the Jews did leave. So then you have the Jewish Marxist Vladimir Lenin. Over 2 million of the Jews left, but they did not go to the Roman Palestine, but to America. So the Illuminati Sabbateans had to conspire against honorable God-fearing Jews and convince the President of the United States to ban large-scale immigration by the Jews to America. Every other nationality was welcome, but not the Jew. It was the Sabbateans' intent to shut the doors to America so that the Jews would be diverted to Roman Palestine. The Zionist movement was then formed. As we would guess, it was formed in Vienna, Germany, the ancient hunting grounds of Jacob Frank. The Sabbatean movement formulated its first mission and statement of purpose by Sabbatean Jews, such as Nathan Birnbaum and Peretz Smolkin. Nathan was a Viennese Jewish writer and a journalist that was born to an Eastern European Jewish family. While he's attending the University of Vienna, he founded Kadima, the first Jewish Zionist student association. He went on to become the Secretary General of the Zionist organization and became the Zionist leading spokesman. He quickly became disillusioned, soon left the Zionist movement, and the word in which he personally coined Zionist and Zionism and political Zionism, he learned to loathe as they were transformed into the iconic images of the power brokers of the Sabbateans. They quickly transformed the idealism of Zionism into a party machine.
And I like to differentiate between the Zionism that they created. They use a Z. I think this may be for Zeus or whatever. But in Scripture, in the translations that we've seen, or I have,
T-S.
We have, yeah, they use T-S.
Yep.
Or they use S, you know, not a Z. So that would be a difference. And also, we've read to you before, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was running the World War II in this nation for the corporation, satanic corporation of the world. He was the one that rejected shiploads of Jews that were trying to escape the pogroms, you know, in that was going on in Europe, and the pressure that was on them to go to the land. And not only that, but they did a global ban that on any ships carrying large amounts of Jews coming in any nation. So their only choice was to go back to the land of Israel.
Okay, so the book Der Judenstaat, reputed to have been written by Theodor Herzl in 1895. Peter, on the other hand, he was a Russian Jewish novelist whose life was the life of a ghetto Jew, who was first a rationalist and later a mystic. He settled in Odessa as an antinomian against the law, Torah, which he immortalized in his novels and became known as the Jewish Thackeray. Neither of these two, though, had the charisma to charm, convince, extol, or to tempt the European Jews to move to the Holy Land. But within 10 years, there arose a new Viennese reporter, Theodor Herzl, who did have a magnetic personality and the charisma needed by the Sabbatean Zionists. Theodor Herzl became the leader of the Zionist movement, and according to his bio, he wrote the book called Der Judenstaat, or The Jewish State. This fact was a farce, according to Kamish, for Herzl was supposed to have written it in the summer the year after the Dreyfus Affair. But there was one problem. He was not in Paris in the summer of 1895. From all appearance, the book was written by a ghostwriter. As Kamish noted, Herzl earlier wrote plays, and it was obvious that he was a bad writer. But Herzl's charisma made him an amazing leader, so Herzl received a book reputedly written by him. This is The World is the Stage. age. It's just, the same concept.
Yes, just like the President of the United States or the Queen of England,
yes.
Their family backgrounds are a lie, and they only know where they come from and who their real fathers are.
Keep looking everything up, Mishpacha.
We're going to go on with this history in the next part. Shalom Aleichem.
You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.